Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will sit down with the two Humboldt girls wrestlers who qualified for the 2025 Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union Wrestling State Tournament at Extreme Arena in Coralville. In Danica Diedrich and state champion Brooklyn Robinson and head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell. Humboldt's 170-pound wrestler Danica Diedrich went 1-2 at this year's tournament, securing her first career win at the state tournament. Diedrich finished her sophomore year at 42-10, one win shy of 75 career wins. I spoke to Diedrich after she was eliminated on Thursday, starting with her first match.
I don't know, I just didn't really have like a clear head, and then I knew that she kind of like dives into her shots, like doesn't even hit her knees, so I was just like, okay, I'll have to stuff her head and sprawl. Don't really know what happened there, but clearly I got taken down. Just don't think I was really thinking. I wasn't really in the headspace. I hadn't really taken in everything. It was a mind thing.
Consolation side, you get that first win. You take me through that match and, you know, the feeling of getting that victory here at state.
I just remember thinking like, okay, there is a fire under my feet right now. Like, I cannot mess this up. I need to get at least to the next round, or at least get a win, because I just really wanted to get at least one win here at state. I was just kind of not wrestling like myself. I wasn't like looking for shots. I was more looking to defend hers. But she took me to the third period, and I was so gassed. I was just keeping my head in it. Like, I don't go to the third period very often. She probably doesn't either. But I just need to come out on top and keep with it, and it worked. I ended up winning.
And then you have to face the one seed on the consolation side thereafter at a big upset. And what was the mindset going in to have to take on a wrestler who just suffered her first loss of the year, and then, you know, the battle that was?
It was really scary. Like, I just went to check my bout. I wasn't, like, trying to stalk who I was wrestling. And I go, Blake? What? And I looked at her first initial, and I'm like, is that Briar Blake? There's no way she just lost. And I look back, and she did. I just kind of had to go into the match thinking, like, all right, I don't care who she is. Like, no matter how unbeatable somebody seems, you can take him out. Like, she clearly just got upset. She's on an all-time low right now. I'm still on my high from that last match. And I just was like, all right, got to do me, like, set up my shots. And it was an interesting way to go into a match for me.
You're one win shy of 75. I know you want to get that here at state, but the first 2 years you're here down at the state tournament. Any takeaways from this sophomore year?
Wrestling is really mental, and I feel like I'm definitely lacking on my mental game. That, and I think I need to work a lot on stamina for next season, and then I should be set. But I'm just so grateful that I could come here not once but twice, because not everybody gets this opportunity at all.
And then is it just right back to work here in the off season upcoming for your junior year?
Heck yeah. All gas, no breaks this off season. I'm gonna come back better next year.
Thank you, Danica, and congratulations on another great year.
Thank you very much.
Humboldt's 235-pound wrestler Brooklyn Robinson won the Class 1A state championship at 235 pounds in a 29-second pin to cap off her career. With the win, she became the first state champion and podium placer for the Humboldt girls wrestling program since the sport became sanctioned by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union in 2022. The senior was also the all-time wins leader for the program and the only wrestler to reach 100 career wins in Humboldt girls wrestling history. I spoke to Robinson after the state final.
Thankfulness for my community behind me, my family, especially my sisters, especially Kennedy. She's like a lot of the reason I keep doing this, and it's just insane. Like, I don't know if it's really hit me yet. It's crazy, and that's a good way to go out of the season, good way to go out of high school wrestling. It's crazy.
Facing off against the wrestler you already had gotten a win over this year, what lessons did you take from earlier in the year going into this matchup?
I knew she wanted to go for a throw. Heavyweights, a lot of them want to. She's the perfect build for it. She's super tall. So going out there, I knew I was going to have to defend that, and I know that's also one of my strong points. So if I let her set it up and I go for it instead, cross my feet over and keep it tight that I could get it, and treating it like any other match, it's really easy to get crazy and revved up about a match like this, but I decided, you know, it's a match just like every other. My goal coming in here was just to get on the podium, so I already far overachieved that at that point, so anything that happened, I'd be happy with it. So it made it a lot easier for me to go into the match calm, and I think the calm and collectiveness I had was what made me win.
29 seconds. Take me through how you were able to get it done that quickly to be Humboldt's first state champ in the sanctioned era of Iowa Girls High School Wrestling.
In all honesty, I wasn't looking to get the pin that fast. Obviously, I wanted to get the pin as soon as I could. But going in there, I just knew I had to wrestle smart and I was going to react and I was going to be offensive. So the fact that it was that fast was kind of not a shock to me that I couldn't do it, but just like on my face, the utter shock of, oh my gosh, I'm a state champ. I just pinned this girl in 29 seconds. It's amazing.
Have you had a chance to process this? This was your final match of your high school career and you went out on top?
I don't think I've completely processed it, a little bit. It's a great way to end the season, this whole season, and I guess the entirety of my high school wrestling career. But this whole season has been a lot of like milestones, a lot of record breaking, first to 75, first for 100 for Humboldt, and now to not only be the first place winner for Humboldt but also the first girls state champ is crazy. And I care so much about youth wrestling and other people getting to learn to love this sport and being able to be the person at the top of the podium for all of those girls to see. Like, my coach Jen just showed me a picture of some of our middle school girls watching me and how they were all pointing at me and how they're so proud and being able to be that example for other people. That makes it all the more better. That's awesome.
To be the first, what does that mean to you?
For me, I've been wrestling for a while, and not the longest time, but long enough to see the progression of girls wrestling. And I know I've been one of the people to break those milestones, but I remember what it was like to have to break those barriers and people's opinions and all of that. So to be able to stand up there now when it is a lot more accepted and to say that this is what I'm doing and just one more barrier broken means so much to me, because I know that I would have loved to be able to see someone like that and the people I did see in that way, how much of a difference they made on me.
This last ride for you, senior year, starting at the beginning of the season to realizing this dream.
At the beginning of the season, I'd say my mindset was similar to the end of junior year. Yes, I was working hard. Yes, I wanted all of these things, but I was always in my own head. I was my own worst enemy. And when I went and put my foot on the line to go wrestle, I was the other person on the other end. I was always trying to beat myself, and I was beating myself up. I was beating myself down. And then partway through the season, especially at regionals, I realized, like, this is my decision on how I wrestle. It's my decision on the mindset I go in. So if I go in there with a positive mindset, that's the big difference. I don't need to be beating myself up. I can actually beat my opponents. So I went out there and started doing that. And that is truly what has made me have this good of a season. And it's what has made me a state champ.
Last thing, Brooklyn Robinson, state champion. What does that sentence mean to you?
Determination and hard work and perseverance to beat yourself.
Well, congratulations, Brooklyn Robinson, state champion at 235.
Thank you so much.
Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell spoke on the performances for both Diedrich and Robinson.
You know, Danica continues to improve every time. She's a constant technician. She wants to get better every time. So we talked through that blood round match here at the end after it was over and gave her the little things. And she was focused. She was ready, locked in. And I think she's going to make that progress that she needs to continue forward. And I told her, I said, Danica, you're going to be the leader for us next year as a junior, and the girls look up to you. So continue to do what you're doing and the girls will follow you.
You've got your first state champion in the sanctioned era of Iowa high school girls wrestling. 29 seconds, it took 10 hours after she was on the mat. Just the thoughts of what you've seen here out of your senior wrestler who got it done here in her final match of her high school career.
Oh man, just pure excitement and elation and just so happy for her. She worked her butt off. I cannot say, you know, all of the good things that she's done for the program. We've been contacted numerous times by people around the state, you know, letting us know how great of a person she is and that they'd be cheering for her. And that just speaks to her character as a person and her determination. And, you know, we just, man, it's pretty special.
You look at the milestones, 100 career wins, winningest girls wrestler, first state champion in the sanctioned era. Is she one of the best to come through this program?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, she's right there. I think given some time, she's set that bar really high for all the girls that are behind her. And so I'm going to challenge the girls to continue to push for that. And it's pretty special to see what she's done. Like, she's, you know, she talked about, you know, wrestling in middle school when nobody wanted to wrestle her. There was boys that refused to wrestle her on her own team. And so just seeing her progression and the progression of girls wrestling is something that, you know, I'm so happy to be a part of, and I'm glad that she could etch her name in the history books.
Bringing two wrestlers down here, you get one in the podium. What's the future of this program holding now after a tournament like this?
You know, the future's pretty bright. We are a young team this year, and we knew that coming in. Having two people come back this year that were here last year, and I challenged Danica. I said, next year, your job is to bring more people with you. And so we've kind of talked about it, and we are excited to see where we can go from here.
Seeing one of your own become a champion.
You know, I'm so happy, Matt. I can't put into words, really. It's crazy to think that on November 4th or whatever day we started this year, that it's over now. I'm so excited to have been a part of it and to just be here for the girls and continue to do it for them. So.
Well, Coach, congratulations on having a state champion here in the program at 235 in Brooklyn Robinson. And we look forward to seeing this program next season continue.
Thank you, sir.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.